Well, not something I was aware of, but it was just really out of convenience and fun to play with that I set it up to get it to work. But that and, you know, just being able to wander around with a small HD with a stubby antenna around the house and the grounds to be able to get in without having to use my crossband repeater.
Hey, that's why we call this a hobby. We got to try stuff out.
Yeah, the only thing you're going to need to add, though, Bentley, is a Pi. You know, if you can, get a Pi configured, running Asterisk, put it on your mobile. You know, if you're instead of crossbanding, I mean, you could still call it crossbanding. You know, you just kind of be coming in on the Pi. But anyway, all right, I got to bail. I'm at my very last stop, but I'll be back. And thank you for the concurrence that. You know, it's not just me and my old age and my bad ears, but I got to tell you, I much prefer, and Bentley, you've heard me say this before, you know, the wideband fusion is probably the best sounding out of any digital out there, followed by P25, followed by NextDen and D-Star with DMR Turbo being on the very bottom, simply because it's only a you know, a 6.5 kilohertz, 2x slot system. So, but, you know, plain old FM analog spoils you because it's, you know, 25 KC wide. All right, back in a bit. W8RPM.
N8MJL.
Yeah, and I have looked at building an All-Star node and being able to use that to get in. I did experiment a little bit with the app on my phone and got that to work. It's just, I don't know, it's kind of fun, but it's not a real great solution in my opinion. So yeah, it's something I've looked into and might build another one and another Raspberry Pi and get the right hat on it and give it a try.